Notice all of these notes were numbered by their distance from the name of this chord, which is C. There are times you'll use combinations like a triad with a seventh added. That would sound like this, C, E, G. How about if you play along with me? Play C, I'm using my right hand thumb, my third finger's on E, my pinky's on G, hold your pedal down, and then just add seven to that chord. You might want to add a ninth to a triad, so you would have C, E, G, D is nine. There are different combinations like that that we'll play a little later. There are many different ways to voice them, and once we've colored your music with chords, it will really make your music sound less amateur and more exciting to play and listen to. We won't get involved with the extended chords in this first volume, but we'll learn how to build and play every kind of triad, triad being three-note chords. Once you know how to play and build triads on one note, you'll be able to play and build triads on any note.